with sharing our tradition 6 and 7.
Alright, hey, I'm Des, I'm an addict.
Hey!
Alright, so we're going to talk about tradition 6. I have this magical piece of paper here. Alright, it's all good. I can talk loud. Alright, tradition 6. When we resist the impulse to get diverted, to wander off course, we are present for a miracle. The life we save might be our own. Right? That's your magic. And then, when I think about it, I think of tradition 6 from this component. An NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. I got to tell you, I should probably state, just for the record, I do have a home group, I do have a sponsor, I do attend and show up, and I have worked the steps, which has made this a little bit easier for me. We are working on the traditions in my home group, so that makes this even more magical. So I guess I would first start off by thinking about, like, when I first started thinking about tradition 6, I always applied it directly to myself, right? Because that's what I do. I always thought about, like, and it sounds kind of odd, I would always lend my identity to different things, and I would borrow others, right? It generally came in a place when I didn't and I wasn't doing well. There's a word in tradition 6 that I think is important, and I think it's less. And the reason I state that is because NA offers us something that I haven't gotten from anything in my entire life. And that was like the option of choice and freedom. And to not have that attached to something else is unbelievable. To be able to go to a place and not have to be concerned with representing something else is big. I think one of the most important things that I think about is, as wild as it sounds, is of all the things that we're in, right? Treatment facilities, hospitals, all these other things. NA is in and of itself its own thing. I'm working on it.
Not a problem.
All right. And I got to tell you, if it wasn't like this, I wouldn't be standing here. Because I didn't trust anything else. This tradition allowed me to trust us. This tradition allows me to be able to walk into a place like this and know that I'm going to be safe. I don't have to worry if it's represented by some farm company that's saying, like, hey, let me send some money over so you can fix the rest of the people we fucked up. Sorry, children. It also kind of allows me not to have to be attached to things that I don't want to be a part of. Like, I can come here for one strict purpose, and my reason for being clean doesn't have to be the same as yours. We just have to have the same desire in how we do it. And I can't think of anything else in my life that has ever offered me that type of autonomy. Like, I will speak to how I really kind of personalized it and then how it works for my group. If you're curious, Tuesday, 12 o'clock, there's a little church over off Cranberry, probably one of the greatest home groups you'll ever stumble into. Miracles happen. Feel free to stop by. Pamphlet's free for the taking. That group has grown in ways that I would have never expected because of its home group members. And it was all done, as I'm going to lead into kind of like tradition 7, by the home group members. Like, we've had a high balance, we've had a low balance, we've had no coins, we've had coins, we've lost key tags, we haven't had key tags, we've had super good coffee, cookies. We've had people make coffee and cookies. We're a home group that is essentially endorsed by its home group members with the same message that we follow and believe in, which is NA. The tradition, when I apply it to my life, is like, I'm Dez, I'm an addict. I don't have to be your story. I don't have to be a representative in a way that puts me out of who I am. Like, I am a fallible person, I swear, and this is really, I'm doing my best not to break out anything. But more importantly, when I wake up in the morning, I have to read, I have a spiritual reading. On the top, it says Narcotics Anonymous. It doesn't say, and I'm not saying anything derogatory, it doesn't say any of the treatment facilities that I've ever been to. It doesn't say any of the companies that I've ever worked for. It says NA. And I feel like sometimes that message is blurred, because what we are is a group of like-minded people that we're fucking tired, man. Like, tired of every day having to be like, oh, it's contingent upon this, it's a contingent upon my dealer, it's contingent upon the pharmacy, it's contingent. This tradition, like, it literally separates us and allows us to truly appreciate being a recovering addict. You know, I gotta be mindful of time. I was horrible when I came in. And not because, like, deliberate intent, but because I just didn't know better. And that's what this program taught me. It taught me how to, like, really separate, like, that derogatory push of, like, self-image to be rubbish. You know, to always say, like, I have to be reliant upon something bigger. I have to be reliant. I have to be connected to the coolest thing out there because my esteem is low. Because I don't have anything. I need what you have. And NA says, like, that's not going to happen. Like, we aren't a vessel that carries that type of dependency. Hell, we're the ones that want you to not be dependent. And to be able to, like, do that on a daily basis and just have that freedom and recognize I am an independent part of a collective, of a shared purpose, is unbelievable. Tradition 6 has also taught me, you know, the insanity of my disease, right? By default, I am a people pleaser. I have low self-esteem from some event in my life, man. Like, I don't need to get into the brass tacks of it, but, like, sometimes it's easier for me to just throw down and be like, yeah, man, let me follow the bigger voice in the room. Tradition 6 taught me how to have a voice about it and be like, no, I don't think that's going to work out. Hey, do you think it'd be cool for you guys to, like, bring this meeting in and then, like, we could just throw that up on there and then you guys could, like, do you guys need us to buy you something? No, I truly, we don't. Thank you. Well, then how are you going to carry the message? We're just going to do it. Like, we can share a book. Like, it'll be fine. Like, we can rely on each other. And that's the thing that's amazing, is to rely on somebody who doesn't have secondary gain. Like, they don't want to manipulate you for something else, right? Tradition 6 is just fucking beautiful in what it creates in a person. You know, I'll go into 7, and I gotta tell you, man, you can just see how they work together. I love this piece of paper. I'm gonna steal it. You're welcome. I'm not gonna work shit. I'm gonna keep that. So, tradition 7, our message is free, but carrying it is not, right? And then if I jump into my phone, and if it works, like I hope it does, I am so awesome right now. You're welcome. You know what I mean? It states that every NA group should be fully self-supporting. That is an amazing statement. If you told me, and I laugh every time I'm in a meeting and somebody comes in and they're like, I saw that basket, first couple meetings. I was like, I should get a service job and then I'll have the money. And I was like, hell yeah. Because, like, why not? We actually have one of the greatest things that means, like, you have to have some clean time. You have to work some steps. You have to have a group of people endorse you to do something, because we endorse ourselves. We fund what we are about. This event, the meetings, going to other, like, other areas and, like, going to a meeting and supporting it and throwing a couple bucks in, even though it says, like, you don't have to. By saying, like, hey, you know what? Like, that area needs some help. I'm going to put it in. We're not going to let other things push us into a realm where we don't need to be. I think the greatest way to capture that, right, is like, how many people do you need for a meeting? That's it. Endorsed. I'm having a fucking day, man. I got you. Let's talk. Endorsed sometimes doesn't necessarily have to, you know, factor into financial. I mean, it is a huge part because there's lights, there's roofs, there's churches. I mean, non-churches too, you know what I mean? Which I'm also, you know, I think is amazing. But I got to tell you, this tradition also helped me. Like, before I saw the bigger picture of the group and NA as a whole, I immediately looked at myself like, I don't endorse me. I don't support myself. I borrow. I come to you and I take. My sponsor's wife talks about like the well, when it's empty, you gotta fill it up. I gotta tell you, like, I would have drained the hell out of your well coming in. I didn't know how to endorse. I didn't know how to do spiritual things. I didn't know how to follow a tradition or think that they mattered or that the steps. I didn't know the steps taught me about me and the traditions helped me with you. I didn't know that the principles were a massive part in the traditions. You know what I mean? Like, I just thought, like, yeah, I show up, there's a seat, you're welcome, here's a dollar, have some cookies, shut the fuck up. Like, if you don't have anything good to say, you're wasting my time. I am so grateful that I had that mindset when I came in, because it was honest. This tradition gave me space to endorse others, to not take and say, hey, listen, I understand you're having a hard day, but like, we got some money from someone and I'm gonna need you to wrap it up because their person's gotta speak. You know what I mean? So like, you take that burning desire to use and like, you know what I'm saying? Journal about that. And then like, oh, it's the end, we gotta go. I have had more actual meetings after the meeting than I have had in the meeting. And the only reason is because the meeting is what kicked off the energy for me to share with somebody after. I can't tell you how many times I had nothing and someone saw I was in a tough spot and they're like, hey, what's up? And I was like, all right, let's go get something to eat. I don't have it. I got you. Pay it forward. This is the only place I can come and not think about the fact that, like, if I do something, it's like contractual. Like, I help you, and then you're like, I got to tell you what. You remember when I helped you out? I'm going to need to get that back. Like, we're endorsing this spiritual fitness and growth, which is freedom from active addiction. You know, not being addicted to that type of, like, self-deceit and that fear. I know a few people here, you know, and there's like a lot of changes in my world. And I got to tell you, the traditions are the one thing that have kept me literally grounded. Because when I want to act out on something, and as my sponsor taught me, we share the message. We don't deliver it, right? Like, we don't force it. And when you're endorsing something, you're suggesting. You're silently showing up. You're creating all these chairs. And in some of the recent parts of my world lately, I have definitely wanted to act against those, right? But that's why the traditions go in order as well. Like, that's why if you look at it, right? Like, hey, we're not going to take outside stuff. We're going to support ourselves. It's like a fantastic sentence when you think about it and step back, you know, like the steps. It is one action in total when used together. And the traditions are the same beautiful measure in which allows NA to grow. You know, I could bang on about it, but I think really it's a very simple metric. We do it for NA. We do it for the next sick or suffering person coming in, because on any given day it could be us. We don't add something to it that makes somebody feel any apprehension before coming in, and we do our damn best, even if it's change or whatever, to ensure the lights stay on for that day when we truly need to be here, as well as someone else. My name is Dez. I'm an addict. That's six and seven.